Welcome to Shallow Deep Dive, where we take a deepish dive into the shallow world of branding, advertising, and creative. I'm Joe Qualls. Today we're talking about the brief, specifically, what happens to it when the tool making the work gets fast. This is part three of a five-part series we're doing on brands and AI, and it's the part where the argument gets a little uncomfortable, because the promise of these tools is speed, and we're about to suggest that speed is the thing that catches you out. Here's the claim, plainly. AI doesn't remove the need for a brief. It punishes a bad one faster. Think about how a loose brief used to fail. Someone would hand over a vague direction, make it feel premium, make it pop, you know the sort of thing. A designer or a writer would go away, and a few days later they'd come back with two or three attempts. Some of it would be wrong. You'd sit in a room, argue about it, and slowly the wrongness would tell you something. The bad options revealed what you actually meant. It was inefficient, but the inefficiency was doing work. The delay gave you time to notice. Now take that same loose brief and put it in front of a fast tool. You don't get three wrong things in 3 days, you get 20 wrong things before lunch. And here's the trap. That looks like progress. There's a folder full of output. Everyone feels busy. It feels like you're moving. Then the review starts, and you realize none of it is right, because none of it was ever pointed anywhere. You haven't saved 3 days. You've spent the morning generating things you now have to read, judge, and reject. We think the useful way to see a prompt is as a compressed brief. Everything a good brief has ever contained is still in there, just squeezed smaller. The task, what are we actually making? The audience, who is it for? The context, where does it sit? What came before it? The constraints, what it can't do, what it must include? The sources, what's true, what to draw from? The examples, what good looks like, and the standard you're going to judge it against. Leave any of those out and the tool doesn't stop and ask you. That's the difference between a machine and a good colleague. A person you've briefed badly will frown and say, premium compared to what? The tool has no frown. It fills the gap. It invents its way through whatever you didn't specify confidently, and it hands you something back. Picture a brief that says, give us some social posts for the new product, keep it on brand. That reads like a brief. It isn't one. On brand, according to which brand? The deck from 2 years ago, the website as it stands today, the tone of voice nobody has updated. The tool will pick one, quietly, and run with it. 40 posts later, you're not reviewing writing. You're reverse engineering what it assumed, and this is the real problem, the one that's easy to miss. The output looks fluent. Bad AI work doesn't look broken. It looks plausible. It's got the right shape, a confident tone, tidy sentences, a layout that resembles the thing you asked for. If bad work arrived looking obviously broken, none of this would matter. You'd bin it and move on. But it doesn't. It arrives looking finished. So the flaw isn't on the surface where you'd catch it. It's underneath, in the fact that it was answering a question you never quite asked. We've started calling this review debt. A loose brief doesn't remove the work of getting to a good answer. It just moves that work to the end, to the review, and it makes it bigger. Make it feel premium is not a direction. It's a feeling you're hoping someone else will define for you. When the tool was slow, that vagueness got resolved gradually, along the way. When the tool is fast, the vagueness survives all the way to the end, and now someone has to sit with dozens of near-identical options and manufacture, after the fact, the judgment that should have gone in at the start. You didn't skip the thinking. You deferred it at interest. So the single most useful thing you can add to a brief, and the thing most people leave out, is the standard. What is this, actually? Name it before you start. Are you asking for rough directions to react to? Are you asking for a structure, a skeleton to build on? Are you asking for a draft that a human will take the rest of the way? Are you asking for a critique of something that already exists? Or are you asking for finished, publishable copy that goes out as it is? Those are five completely different jobs, and each one earns a different level of trust. Rough directions you glance at and throw most away. A draft you read closely and rework. Publishable copy you interrogate line by line. The failure we see most often isn't the tool doing something stupid. It's a starting point being treated as a finish line. Someone generates a first pass. Genuinely useful as a first pass, and it gets reviewed and approved and shipped as though it were final, because nobody ever said out loud that it wasn't. None of this is really new, and we want to be honest about that. Briefs have always mattered. A vague brief has always produced weaker work, whether a person made it or a machine did. What AI changes isn't the principle. It changes the speed at which the principle shows up. A weak brief used to hide inside a slow process. There was time, and the time was forgiving. It let people quietly correct for a brief that wasn't good enough, and no one had to admit the brief was the problem. Take the slowness away, and there's nowhere for a weak brief to hide. The tool renders it immediately, at scale, in a folder full of plausible, slightly wrong work. AI doesn't create the problem. It just stops the process from covering for you. Which brings us back to where we started, and to why we'd argue this cuts the other way to the sales pitch. The better these tools get, the more the brief matters, not less. Speed is only ever an advantage in the right direction. Point a fast tool at a clear brief, and the speed compounds in your favor. You get to good and then past it, quickly. Point that same fast tool at a vague one, and all you've done is arrive at the wrong place sooner, with more of it. The faster the tool, the better the brief needs to be. That's the whole thing. That's been part 3 of our 5-part series on brands and AI. There's more to come, and we hope you'll stick with us for it. Thank you for indulging us in today's shallow deep dive. We hope you'll join us for the next one. Until then, take care.